USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In another day in Washington's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer assigned to the National Security Council, and Fiona Hill, the former White House Russian advisor, gave firsthand descriptions of scenes central to the congressional probe. Both officials are among nearly a dozen who have testified behind closed doors so far, and both said that they were not the whistleblower. Trump insisted that he has not been damaged whatsoever.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. It seems that nobody has any first-hand knowledge.
The impeachment hearings go public starting on Wednesday, with the first to testify being William Taylor, the top Ukrainian diplomat, followed by Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. This is USA Radio News. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
President Donald Trump said his administration will pursue raising the age to purchase electronic cigarettes from 18 to 21 in its upcoming plans to combat young vaping. Trump told reporters his administration will release the final plans for restricting e-cigarettes next week, but provided few other details. Currently, the minimum age to purchase any tobacco or vaping product is 18 under federal law, but more than one-third of U.S. states have already raised their sales age to 21. A federal law raising the purchase age would require congressional action. Joe Biden says he welcomes the possibility of a Democratic presidential campaign from billionaire Michael Bloomberg. Speaking to reporters after filing for the New Hampshire presidential primary, the former vice president said Michael's a solid guy. Let's see where this goes. The former mayor of New York City is considering jumping into the race for the Democratic nomination after ruling out a run in March. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Consumer sentiment is up. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The University of Michigan's early reading on consumer attitudes in the month of November finds a somewhat more positive outlook about the economy, but a slightly less favorable outlook when it comes to personal finances. The U.S.-China trade war remains a top concern for many, according to the results. The university also says data shows Americans are slightly more cautious about spending as they head forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tulsi Gabbard keeps making her fellow Democrats nervous. The Hawaii congresswoman and Democratic presidential candidate appeared on Tucker Carlson's show. She wrote for the conservative-leaning editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal, and she's denounced Hillary Clinton as, quote, the personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. But she's made it perfectly clear in her visit to The View that she will not run as a third-party candidate.
Very clear. And I've said no every time because I'm running to build a new Democratic Party, to take our party out of the hands of the corporate special interests, the greed and the warmongers, and actually make it so that our Democratic Party is a party that is of, by, and for the people.
Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, also sought to end the rumors. He said Tulsi Gabbard and every single candidate running for president as a Democrat understands it's not about them. It's about something much bigger. It's about beating Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.